A report recently published online by a Lubbock citizen was the main topic at Wednesday's Coffee with the Mayor event.
Those of you that have never been to one of these, there's no agenda. It's just your questions.
The almost 50-page disparity report questions Lubbock's southern and western expansion as Old Lubbock, the area inside Loop 289, and more specifically the north and east sides of town, see less development. The development concept of smart growth, which focuses on urban centers versus urban sprawl, is a recurring theme. The report addresses social and local government concerns, including Lubbock's zoning history and racial inequalities. It offers suggestions, some actionable, some financial, short and longer term. Here's the writer, Nicholas Bergfeld.
You have to protect and preserve what's already there. And the citizens of Lubbock are going to respond to that. You know, the majority of us live inside the loop or near the loop as well. And we understand what's been happening to our community, where we're essentially subsidizing a Dallas suburb to be built outside of reach, outside of our school district, with houses that we can't afford and businesses that we can't shop at.
Bergfeld says it's a data and research-driven report motivated by passion for the city he grew up in. The first question for Mayor Dan Pope was about his response to the document.
I think 48 pages is more than most people would want to read. I thought he was, knowing Nicholas as well as I do, I expected it to be a little better researched. I thought it was awful personal. I thought some of the ideas were really good. I thought some of the ideas I probably could never agree with. But, you know, it is what it is. But I have read it. I think it would have been a lot more effective if it was one or two pages talking about the past and then the 15 pages talking about ideas for the future. But those are my thoughts about it.
Natalie Ayers, who lives on the east side of town and read the disparity report, asks the next question. She wears a black shirt that reads, Mayor Dan Pope, Our Communities Matter. She wants to know what the city will do to improve her community and rectify past neglect that can move the neighborhood forward. Pope replies by saying every part of the community is important. Afterwards, Ayers says the responses to questions asked at the event weren't enough.
The answers that I particularly was looking for him to have some action behind fixing or rectifying some of the issues that we face every single day with pollution, with industries, with lack of schooling, with our roadways, you know, lack of businesses, lack of banks. And he didn't tackle any of those. He kind of, you know, went around the issue each time.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.